Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more. Welcome to Paranormal 956. My name is David, and I am here with Bianca.
Hi, guys.
What are we talking about today, Bianca?
So there was a case in the Valley, very much talked about, the case of Irene Garza.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest. Not in person, but
right
through the phone.
A call-in.
It's the only way we could get a catch of her, a hang of her.
Yeah.
She's very busy.
So we have Rosie Martinez from San Benito.
Yes, sir.
She is the current Miss South Texas senior, reigning the last few years, mostly because of COVID.
Right.
But they are going to be having a new pageant coming up in February, where she is going to help crown the new Miss South Texas senior.
Yeah.
She's also in the RGV Nurse Honor Guard. She is a Master Gardener with the Palm Society and of South Texas.
Right.
And the Orchid Society.
True.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you.
Like I said, she's a very busy woman, as you can hear, guys.
Yes. And she happens to be my mom.
But that's besides the point.
Besides the point. And so we were gonna have you talk, Mom, about this Irene Garza story. And so how do you think that story should start?
So this was a young woman.
Uh-huh.
She was single. She was a school teacher. She was a beauty queen in, I believe, McAllen. I'm not real sure exactly what city she lived in. Anyway, she went to confession, and that was the last time she was seen alive. And so she was a very good girl, you know. I mean, she wasn't a bad girl in the club.
She went to confess. I mean,
she went to confess.
She did some bad things then.
Yeah. And so they ended up finding her like about 3 days later in a canal. By a field, and the last one that saw her was the priest, and mm-hmm. he kept denying everything, and you know, they couldn't pin anything on him, and of course, you know, here he is, a Catholic priest, he's all holier than thou, you know, so they really didn't do anything, and after a while, the case went cold, and he really was their only suspect. But sad to say, the Catholic Church was hiding him. They had problems with him at other churches, you know, in other congregations that he was at.
And here and comes the theory that they uh-huh. change pastors every time whenever shit goes down in churches.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And so you can look him up.
Yeah, we found him.
And you can see how they hid him. You know, they kept changing him from church to church, you know. Okay, so they ended up finding him. Well, he ended up leaving the priesthood, and he married a woman and lived a happy life with children and everything else.
Did your mom write the story on Wikipedia?
Maybe. You're basically going through the story that we just read, and yeah. in the order that we read it. It's
yeah.
so weird.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let me tell you. So when this happened, I was like 6 years old, seven maybe. And guess what? I was going to Catholic school.
Oh, no.
You know? So it was kind of like my mom was like on red alert,
yeah.
you know? And so...
I mean, all the moms.
Yeah, you know? And so it was kind of like, don't talk to the priest. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know? And we're like, yeah. what? You know? He's the priest, you know? And so anyways, you know, she was really like totally... I mean, she put the the fear of God in me, you know? And so when they found her, you know, and then she's like, yeah, it was the priest. It was the priest. I know it was the priest. And so, sad to say, my mom died before they found him and found him guilty, yeah. You know? But we were living up there in Carrollton when they did find him and found him guilty. You know, it was in the Dallas newspaper.
But everybody knew. Have,
yeah, you know. But he kept saying that that guy was dead, the priest. You know, he says, this is a new me. This is a new me. Like,
oh.
Like I started over. I started over, you know. And I'm just like, idiot, you killed her. I don't care who. You still killed her, you know.
So just and by so, him moving churches, you would think that more things like similar to this had happened already.
Yeah. Well, and he was pretty telling.
I think he was pretty confident by taking a step into mm-hmm. killing her and throwing her in a ditch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like, it's too confident for a first timer.
I think that she was old enough and smart enough that she wasn't going to fall for it. Whereas, let's just say a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old, you know, if he did anything to her, that nobody would believe her, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely some shady stuff going on.
It is.
Oh, definitely. You know what? And it didn't just start. It's been going on.
Yeah, it's been going on for years. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about 1960. That's how many, 70 years ago?
Yeah.
And then it probably was before that.
Way before that.
Oh, yeah. Way before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way before that.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Mom.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Our first call-in
for
our podcast.
Yeah. We're sorry for taking your time.
No.
Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, I'm glad that it was finally solved. This case was finally solved. I know my mother, she died before it was solved, but she always felt that the priest had done it, that he had killed her, you know. And so I'm glad that finally it was resolved.
Yeah.
That's it.
I guess better late than never.
Right.
Yes, true. You know, true.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
So if your church changes pastor every now and then, guys, it's a whole red flag.
No way, no.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Mom. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode, probably talking about Ojo, I think.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
Huh?
Thanks for listening.
Sounds interesting. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Rosie.